welcome to A Gram of Hope. I'm your host, Jerome Graham. Today we're going to be talking with Monica Morales. You know, people always are saying young people are doing this and they're doing that. And why don't someone just get involved? Why can't someone just make a difference? Monica is just that person. She's making a difference. She's getting into the game, not just standing on the sideline. Monica, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good, good. Now, you're with Neighborhood Health Association. Talk about what you do.
That is correct. I work for Neighborhood Health Association, known in the community as NHA. We are a nonprofit, federally qualified health center. And we also oversee two senior centers. And I am the project coordinator for the organization. So I do lots of things, just throughout the community and for our organization. One of the things that we do is an annual hygiene drive with our, we are a partner with Purpose for Jones Leadership Academy of Business. It's a TPS academy. So one of the things we do is host an annual hygiene drive for this school.
Now, a hygiene drive. I've heard of coat drives, food drives, candy sales. Why a hygiene drive?
Well, thanks for asking that question, because you know what? We host it. It's a drive. We collect hygiene products for the students at the school. And we do it for several reasons. One, the economy's tough out there for families. And as you all know, I mean, you probably experienced just the price increase has gone up on everything out there in the world. So our goal here with the hygiene drive is to be able to provide products and stock the pantry at Jones Leadership Academy of Business with products for students and their families to utilize. We work hand in hand with the PTO and the staff at Jones. We have a very good relationship with them. One of our medical clinics is our Cordelia Martin Clinic, which is located right behind Jones. And so we often service, the same families that attend the school. And through our partnership, we identified that young ladies were experiencing period poverty. So I don't know if you're familiar with that term, but it's...
No.
Yeah, I'm sure you're not. But it's, has to do with a young woman's menstrual cycle. And, we noticed that, we realized that young ladies were missing school the same week every month because they didn't have the products at home to use for their certain situation. So... this TPS doesn't provide those products for students, and the nurses and staff, they would have some supplies available. But when the young lady has to come and ask for that item, they can only get one pad or at a time. So it just caused many issues. One, they're embarrassed. They don't want people to know, that they have to go ask for this item. Two, then they're interrupting their class time. So just several factors fall into play. So that's one reason. And then also, because children don't have, deodorant or the everyday hygiene items that, many of us take for granted and don't think twice about, we just know that we have a bar of soap at home. We know we have shampoo and toothpaste and we can get up and get ourselves ready and start our day. We never know what children are facing at home, and many families are struggling and just simply don't have the means to purchase those everyday items. So our goal is to be able to host this drive, collect these items, and stock the pantry for these students. We want them to come to school and focus on learning and their education and not the stressors that they may be facing outside of the classroom.
I was speaking to someone who they had to struggle. They actually had to live in the street, but they still went to school.
Mm-hmm.
And the term they used is they were one of the smelly kids because they didn't always have access to everything that someone else had taken for granted, the toothpaste, the soap, but they were determined to still attend school. So that does compromise your perspective of yourself, because you know that you're standing out not because of your ability, but because you don't fit in. You're one of the smelly kids. So what you're doing is, I think you're giving the smelly kids some sense of belonging because they can get these products. So these are all free, right?
Correct. When we collect these items, so we develop this hygiene drive program that we do every year in partnership with the school. And then we also invite other community partners to work with us to help collect items. Like I said, we want to stock the pantry, so we can't do it ourselves. You know, that we need other people to help contribute. And you're absolutely right. That does affect the child's mindset. The school is from ages 7 to 12th grade, so that's right in the middle of their adolescence, their development. So, you know, what's important to a student is very different, you know, compared to an adult. And just from doing this in the past, we've already seen results where this positively does impact the students. It impacts their self-esteem. It decreases the number of decreases the absences. You know, our goal here at NHA, our goal always, you know, within the community, but especially with this program, with the school, is just to teach these students healthy habits for a lifetime. So, and that's very important, because some families do not have people to teach them things at home. You think that they do, but they don't, you know. I will say I was one of those young kids. I was raised by my grandparents, and it's not that my grandmother didn't know better to teach me or anything. It's just that she was working. She already raised her children. Now she's raising her grandchildren. She's working. She's focused on work and coming home and cooking dinner, you know, just taking, you know, unless we address it, sometimes you don't stop and think like, hey, let me teach her a little something about, you know, her menstrual cycle or something. You know, it's hard out there for families. And my grandma did teach me things, but I'm just saying, like, there were certain, you know, certain things. It's not that they aren't unwilling. It's just that, you know, it's just your life circumstance. So I can just imagine what other children are, you know, going through. And this also, you know, just shows, like, we do this particular event, but then we also do like a packing party is what we call it at the end of the collection drive with all of our community partners. We pack bags. We get the students involved. We teach. It's our providers at NHA. We actually do health education presentations to the students as well, because we know it's more than just handing them some items. You know, you really need to teach them, you know, things that they might not learn at home or anywhere else. So what I love is during our packing party, we're able to we separate the young men from the young ladies, you know, and our female provider will, you know, talk to the young ladies on how to properly care for themselves and what to expect during puberty, but also how to care for yourself during the menstrual cycle, during your monthly menstrual cycle. And then we do the same thing for the young men. We have one of our male staff talk to the young men and talk to them so they can learn how to take care of themselves too and what to expect during puberty. And it's kind of like my favorite part, because, you know, the students, because we separate them, they're more comfortable on and asking questions and hanging out with the providers, you know, afterwards, and just trying to find out more things, you know. And it turns out to be a positive thing, and the students and the staff at Jones look forward to it every year.
You know, I went to Jones when it was in a different location, and the Jones of today is so different from the Jones back then.
So you're a roadrunner, huh? A fellow roadrunner?
My goodness, yeah. I forgot that was the term. And I still recall our little song that we had, Three Cheers for Our Jones Junior High. Uh-huh. It's the best junior high in Toledo.
Toledo, yeah.
But to look at where Jones has progressed now, they did not have a program like this at that time. How long have you been doing this program, and what has been, what was the motivation for getting started? Did you see the problem, or did somebody say to you, "You guys are our neighbor, come help us"?
Well, this is our fourth year doing it. I came on board with NHA during their second year. So I became part of the process the second year of the hygiene drive. But that is how this developed. That's how NHA ended up developing this program or this event every year, because we are, you know, like I said, we're our community partner. We work hand in hand with the school. And, you know, NHA, we're a medical clinic. You know, we, like I said, we're a nonprofit clinic, but we also help provide a lot of social services for our patients and those we serve. And that includes like the students at the school. You know, we partner with them. We try to support our community, and especially the school. We're right next door at Cordelia. And as I mentioned earlier, the school helped us identify the issue with the young ladies experiencing period poverty. Kids are being bullied because, you know, they don't have soap to wash their face or don't have deodorant, you know, because they, as you mentioned, they were one of the smelly kids, you know. So we realized that providing, you know, through our experience in these events annually, that this does make a positive impact on the students. I love how I work hand in hand with, her name is Joanna White. She's the PTO president there at.
And that's a parent teacher organization.
She's awesome at what she does. Her children don't even attend the school anymore. They graduated, but she is still, a strong, you know, PTO. She's the president there. And she still does this, you know, out the goodness of her heart. So that just alone tells you, you know, what kind of person she is. And I love the way that she distributes the items to the students. So once they're collected, what she does is at the end of the day, she'll put a table of bags for the young men and a table of bags for the young ladies. And then on their way out the door, they're able to grab a bag of supplies if they need it. And that has proved to be the best way to distribute those items to the students, because the students are not embarrassed. You know, they're not embarrassed to ask in front of other students or people to know that they are in need of these products. They can grab them and then be out the door with them and head right home. You know, so I love the way that she put that process together, because it just makes sense for the young kids there that we're serving. So,
you know, I'm looking at this, and your intent may not be as big as it is or impactful as it is, but I'm sure that in some cases you're helping the whole household, because one tube of toothpaste may take care, and I'm sure they probably get more than one tube, but you can actually help a family with the hygiene products because other people in the household, because the household may be deficient of something.
Well, our intention is to be able to provide products that the children can take home for the family.
Marvelous.
That is our intention. That's why we push so hard for this, you know, this drive, and to collect as much as we can, because we do understand that, you know, it affects the whole family.
Now, you're needing products, and that means you need people to bring those products. How would they get in touch with you guys?
So people can go on to NHA's website, nhainc.org. They can get on our website and go to the events link, and they'll see the flyer for, or they'll see the event advertisement for this hygiene drive. We're collecting items through August 8th. You'll be able to find the list of items that we're collecting. Like I said, your everyday hygiene items. And then you'll also, we have partnered with several community partners, and you'll find the community partner list on the website as well, where you can drop off your items to those sites located on the website. So
there's more than one area that you can take, more than one site.
There
you can take
is.
The information
we tried to we tried to partner with people on different sides of town. So there's areas on each side of town in Toledo that they can drop the items off to.
So you got a lot of outside sponsors, a lot of people participating outside. Talk about some of your partners that you're working with.
We've been very fortunate enough to collaborate with different businesses and organizations in the community. We are partnering with Unison Health. Unison Health is NHA's behavioral health partner. The Blade, AFSCME, it's...
AFSCME, the local union.
Yes, AFSCME, thank you. But they're supporting us, you know, through the University of Toledo. Through the University of Toledo, the Board of Education. There's also just local businesses, small businesses, Beauty Marks Lash Studio, Relax Nails, This Is She 360, Nevermore Used Bookstore, La Fiesta Restaurant in Maumee. So just those small businesses too are also supporting us. So I just love that we're getting the support from, you know, larger, well-known community organizations and entities and small businesses as well. So, and then of course, you know, our own, we have several clinics, yes. And our senior centers. So we do things out of those for this collection drive too. And of course the school itself, Jones, and the Toledo Board of Education. So those are just some of the partners. And like I said, you can go on the website and just view the full list.
I'm sure that when you do something like this, you can never have enough. Because there's so much that kids need. And I know when I was growing up, we could run through some things. It wouldn't take long. It was three kids in our household, so it wouldn't take long to run through some toothpaste. Now, lotion was different because two of us were males and one was female. Mm-hmm. So the two males would walk right past the lotion to keep it going. So the lotion might last. But the other stuff, you know, like the toothpaste and the... Nobody used dental floss back then. That's a different time. But just the items I'm looking at that you have down here, face wash. No one used face wash. But these are items now that kids just run right through.
Yes.
And in a couple of weeks, they need some more.
Right.
So the donations are really important to making people feel comfortable with, I got what I need at home. I can go to school and fit in. I'm accepted. I don't look real different or smell
real and you want them to come to school just with the right mindset, you know, a focused mindset. That's the reason we're actually in the past we've done this drive once the school year began. And this year we changed it a little bit. We're doing it now. In the summer, trying to target like the back to school shopping momentum. And then the first distribution of these items will be during the school's open house event in August, which, you know, makes a lot of sense because, you know, we want to provide them with these items because then the following day or the following week, they're going to be starting school. So we want them to start school fresh, ready to go with the right mindset and the right focus on their education, you know, versus everything else. One of the things that I'm really proud of, you know, as part of this hygiene program or hygiene collection drive is our partnership, our other partnerships that we have. So I mentioned our local community partnerships, those entities that help us actually collect these items. There's several other partners that donate to us financially. And then also Ant Flow Menstrual Products is one of our partners. We have a donation matching partnership with Ant Flow. And then also one thing a lot of people I'm just asking to be mindful of is that the diversity in our community and our school, every home is different. Every family is different and every family does not use the same products. So another partnership that I love that we have is with Luster's Products. Luster's Products makes African-American hair products.
Care items. Yeah.
So we have a donation matching partnership with them and they loved it that, someone from a little town in Ohio reached out and thought of them. You know, they're out of Chicago, but they every year they support us. Both of those organizations support us with this hygiene drive, and I think that's really awesome. So, you know, NHA, we donate, you know, items as well on top of what we collect throughout the community because, like you said, there's truly really never enough. people go, we go through things, just think about how quick you go through items at home, and just same thing with any other family. So like I said, our goal is to teach them the healthy habits for a lifetime and be supportive. And if we can provide them with these items, let's do it. You know, why not?
4 years. You see this as a sustainable program, that it will be there as long as there is a Jones?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Our goal is to, like I said, we at NHA, as a representative of NHA, me and myself, you know, we want to support our community in any way they can. You know, of course, they can come to us for medical or dental services, but a lot of families are dealing with so much more. And if we identify that through the services that we provide them, we want to also direct them to other resources that will help them out, you know, in any way, even something like providing hygiene items.
Now, you named off a lot of companies that are involved. How about everyday citizens? Could they also get involved?
Please. We welcome it and we ask them to. They can always contact me at NHA. They can contact anyone from the school if they want to help in any way. We're always available to listen. And trust me, we have so much work to do out there in this community. If anybody wants to get involved, we will find a way for you to help out. We need it.
You need volunteers? Do you?
We will take volunteers for the day of the packing party when we unpack all the items and pack those bags. We welcome volunteers. We usually get, you know, our behavioral health partners and all the partners that help collect items, but there's other people who come. Like, we have mental health organizations that will come and just simply write a positive notes to put in the bag for the kids. So, you know, they're getting their items and then they see that note and it's something positive for them to see, and they can keep it and hopefully look at it as a reminder to keep going. You know, you never know what someone's facing.
Well, see, this is a marathon, so it's never too late to get involved, even for next year.
Correct.
Again, give out that contact information so that people can begin to move.
Yes, they can. Again, my name is Monica Morales, and they can reach me by phone at 419-309-1312 or at mmorales@nhainc.org.
All right. Thank you. It's been a pleasure speaking with you, Monica. And we hope that people will, again, connect, get involved, because this is vital. People don't realize how important it is to someone's self-esteem to just make them feel good. And having something as small as a bar of soap and some toothpaste, a toothbrush, it makes a difference.
Yes,
so
it does.
We hope people will get involved. We thank Monica for being our guest on today's show. I'm your host and producer, C. Jerome Graham. Our executive producer is Chris Piper. If you have any questions, comments, or you just want to listen again, go to WGTE.org/HOPE or wherever you stream your podcasts.
WGTE, voices around us.